Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. Pray for her and with her daily. Ooh. This is so important, and it's a very intentional thing that you have to remember to do. But we've got to pray for our girls, and we've got to pray with our girls every single day.
I feel like this is new for me a little. Not praying for my kids, but in those, that's silly.
Hey, Abby.
In those, I know, you should pray. But in those younger years, I felt like my prayer time was prayer for me. Like, Lord, give me the strength to nurse and diaper and feed. And like, you know what I mean? Like, it's those survival years. And now that my kids are getting older, it's like, I get to pray for them and their future. And it's a really cool blessing. Or you start to see struggles they're having. Yeah. And that you get to pray for them.
I love
that. And I like how you said, pray with them. Yeah. That's intentional, really intentional.
Totally. Well, I want to give three specific things that you can pray for. You can pray for whatever you want and whatever the Lord puts on your heart. But if you're not sure what to pray for and with your girls, I'm going to give you three specific things. And the first thing, of course, is full surrender to Christ.
Oh, yeah.
3 John 1:4 says this. It says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. There is nothing greater than to know that our kids are walking with the Lord and that they are going to spend all of eternity in heaven with us. It's the most important thing in everything that we do with them. And so pray that your children will be fully surrendered to him, and that they will stay fully surrendered to him. And they're going to slip and fall often, just like we do. But pray that their heart is to serve him and to love him and to know him on a very deep level. So pray that full surrender.
Let me ask, and I know people like stories, but my mother-in-law, and she would be totally happy with me to share. She went, because I know it's good to see God work. She went wayward before she came to know the Lord, she was living a very, very sinful life. And her mother prayed and prayed and prayed like it was her full-time job. And years later, after I came into my mother-in-law's life and she'd been saved for, 20, 30, 40 years, they were telling stories and matching up timelines of things that had happened when her mom was praying and how she was protected in situations she never understood because she wasn't walking with God. She wasn't under God's protection for any other reason than the power of a praying mother. And it really showed me, listening to those firsthand stories, the power of a praying mom. It is so powerful when we pray. So if you have a child that is struggling, God hears our prayers. He cares. And there is power in the power of a praying mom. So
Amen.
If that's all you take from this, God hears us.
Yeah, he absolutely does. And it doesn't mean we're going to get the answers we want when we want them, but he does hear. And pray that the Holy Spirit would, just intervene and pray for you when you don't even know the words to pray.
Exactly.
I mean, the Bible says that he will do that. So so the first one is full surrender. The second thing that you can pray for is friends. Pray for your kids' friends. Psalm 1:1-2 says this: blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. Pray that our kids will not sit in the counsel of the wicked. Pray that they will have good friends, that the Lord will truly bless them with good Christian friends. And this is hard. And this is getting harder. We talked in the last time we podcasted, we talked about the homeschool world and how it's changing and how it's no longer the super conservative. It is in many instances, but it's not always the super conservative Christian homeschool families that it once was. Because of COVID, so many people have brought their kids home, which praise God for that. But a lot of those people who have brought their kids home and who are coming into the homeschool world and into these Christian co-ops or sports teams or support groups or whatever it is that you're doing, that doesn't necessarily mean that they themselves are true followers of Christ.
Right.
And so even in the homeschool world, we need to not just assume, but we need to pray that the Lord would protect our girls from harmful relationships. You know, walk with the wise and be wise is what the Bible says. Pray that God
and then
would
be
bless
able to have a peace that if
friends.
They, yeah, sorry. Then, and also have a peace that if they don't have friends in that moment, perhaps God's protecting them from friendships they shouldn't have. Like, I remember the loneliest time in my life when I had no friends is the closest I got to God. So,
yeah.
So we need to just be, I like how you said, don't assume. We have to be diligent. We have to keep our guard up. We have to protect our kids, even in circles that we think should be safe.
Yeah.
But teach our kids that if there is a lonely season, because we all have them, that is an incredible opportunity to find a friendship in God that they may otherwise not have.
Yes, absolutely. So many opportunities and be their friend, you know, as their mom, you get to be their friend, but pray for their friends. And then the last one is pray for their future spouse. Pray that God would be raising up godly men for your daughters. We've been praying this for our girls since we found out that we were having girls. Mm-hmm. We found out, I was just telling a friend of mine the other day with Lacey, we found out at 10 weeks that she was a girl, which is really early in a pregnancy.
Yeah, it is. Wow.
And we, you know, from the day that we knew that both of our girls were girls, we've been praying for their future husbands and trusting the Lord to be raising up godly men for them. And,
amen.
And you know, talk with your girls openly about these things.
Yes.
Pray with them. We do that. We pray with our girls all the time that God would be raising up godly men for them.
Yes.
But not just that, but that he would be raising them to be the godly women that those godly men are going to want.
Absolutely.
And seek out. And so,
yeah.
You know, the dating world is really hard, as it has always been, I'm sure. But man, pray for their future spouses. Pray that God would protect their hearts and their minds and their bodies from any relationships that could be damaging to them. Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.